God tonight. What a privilege to be saved by the grace of God. What a privilege to hear what I've already heard, felt what I've already felt, seen what I've already seen tonight. I appreciate the opportunity God gives us to be able to proclaim His precious word. Preachers know what I'm saying when I say this. It's always a blessing, amen, when God confirms His word through the message He laid upon your heart, through testimony, through song, and He's done that every aspect of the way tonight. And what a blessing that is. That Acts chapter number 16 is where I want to preach the word of God from tonight. Acts chapter number 16. We're going to read in verse number 25 and read down through verse number, I believe, 33 or 34. Share with you the song before the Lord laid upon our heart to share with you tonight. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter number 16, He says this. He said, verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's hands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas. Brought them out, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Amen. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all he is straightway. When he had brought them into his house, he set me before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Father, we thank you for the reading of thy word. And Father, use it just for a little while to proclaim God the truth of this text in such a manner, in such a way, that our hearts might be challenged and our hearts might be blessed by your precious word. But also, Father, there be one here tonight that's never been saved. God, may this be the night, Lord, they hear what's already been done. They hear the prayers have already been born up. The songs have already been sung. The praise has already been given. And Father, may you take that word and shake their heart. God, get a hold of them in a way that only you can. God, they might get saved before the devil has it too late. Father, let's be asking that name, we pray. Amen and amen. We see a beautiful story here tonight of salvation. But I want to look here, bring out a few other things besides that. But we see here that Paul and Silas, that if you look at the story in chapter number 16, start with the first verse, God had spoke to Paul in a dream. And then there was a man of Macedonia appeared in his dream and said that you must come over here. Amen. Paul knew then it was the hand of the Lord that he might go there to Macedonia. Found out that when he got there, he went and met up with a bunch of women that were there by the creek of praying. As he met one, believed and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and, amen, through salvation. Amen. She opened up her heart, the Bible said, to the Word. And I like that, brother. Amen. I believe there's one thing we need to do. Amen. If you're here today lost without God, open up your heart to the Word of God. Amen. One thing we need as Christians is to open up our heart to the Word of God. But we also find out, as they went, she invited me to the house, and I said, there was one that had a divination. No one had a deal and went about saying, I know who you are. You're Paul. Amen. And God sent it. The Bible said that she followed for many days until Paul finally said, rebuked the demon, and he left that woman. The Bible said that those that had used her for their gain, she was a soothsayer. And amen, they got mad about what had happened, and they took Paul and Silas and began to complain to these Jews here in the trouble of their city. And they went to the elders of the city, and amen, the Bible said that we find out that they took them and bound them and beat them and put them into prison. We see that's where our story takes place here in chapter number 25. And he said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's hands were loose. Now I want to look upon maybe the salt tonight. The brother made mention, amen, of the jailhouse a while ago, and amen, the title of our message this morning is, amen, a shaking in the jailhouse. A shaking in the jailhouse. Hey, we find out something happened. Amen. Old Paul and Silas began to pray. Amen. Bible said, and the great earthquake came. Amen. And the place began to shake. And all the stars. God's word, amen, have been removed, amen, by the shaking of that earthquake. And I'm here to tell you, I'm glad God can get a touch, amen, of our lives. God can do whatever he needs to do, amen, to bring revelation of his word, the revelation of salvation. I'm glad one night an 8-year-old boy cheated in that revival meet, right up in that building, on the second floor. Amen, God got a hold of my heart. Amen, the word of God was preached. The song was sung. Oh, the quaking of the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of my heart, Brother Wayne. Made me realize something was wrong. Old-fashioned conviction, Holy Ghost conviction, come on the scene. Thank God I left there, I left. Amen, with a gift of salvation. I'm saying, if you get saved by the grace of God, you'll go the same way. Amen. The Spirit of God dealing with your heart, making you realize you're lost and undone. If you truly been born again by the grace of God, we've all come the same way, brother. Amen. Through, amen, a manifestation of God's word and the Holy Ghost conviction upon our heart, drawing us an old-fashioned altar. No man cometh unto the Father but through the Son. The brother made mention of it a while ago about the Muslims. Can I say this? Amen. They believe in the God, but they don't believe in Jesus. And the Bible said, amen, the love of God was manifested through the Son. If you don't go through the Son, you're not worshiping the true God. It's only through the Son of God that we can get to the Heavenly Father. Can I say, I want to look at a few things here. First of all, we see the communication that was shattered. The Bible said, amen, after they'd been beaten. Amen. The Bible said, and when they had many, laid many stripes upon them, verse 23, they cast them into the prison. That word cast simply means they literally threw them into that prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who have received such a charge, thrust them in, throw them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. I like what happened. Thank God the Bible said, amen, at midnight, Paul and Silas sang and praised unto God. I'm glad, thank God, there was something that was going on. Amen, there was a communication of that prayer, of that singing. They were communicating to God. They were sending up, amen, praise to God. They were singing, they were supplicating. Amen, through God. You say, preacher, honey, that's what we need today, more and more. Hey, an old-fashioned communion, old-fashioned communication, talking to God. Amen, on our knees, crying out to God. Amen, through prayer, but also saying a praise of God. Amen, through song and praise. What's happening, old-fashioned songs? Grandma and Mama used to sing. Amen, while he's working. Don't hear him. Well, he used to, Brother Wayne. Honey, they still work. Oh, can I say, here we find it. Amen. They had every reason how to be down. They had every reason. Amen. To moan. Amen. Maybe even bellyache a little bit. Oh, thank God. Their intention wasn't on their pain. Their intention wasn't upon. Oh, thank God what they just been through. Or the pain in their body, no doubt, was in because of the beating. Or maybe the darkness in the place where they were at. Amen. Their focus wasn't there. But their focus was upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today, brother, we can allow our circumstance to dictate what we do. Or we can dictate to our circumstance, amen, by praising God. See, I'm glad, thank God, is who, what the Lord had done for them. Read today a quote, and I like this. Said this, our faith in our times of trouble may change our circumstances, or our faith in times of trouble will change us in our circumstance. Amen. I like that. Yeah. Hey, many times we take the circumstances, the troubles and trials of life. Hey, amen, and it dictates what outlook we may have tomorrow. Or we can choose to look at God in the midst of that circumstance. Hey, amen, allow God to use us in the midst of that circumstance. Not allow that circumstance, hey, amen, to change us, or allow that circumstance, hey, amen, to make us something that's not appealing in the eyes of God. Amen. Brother Wayne, I've seen folks go through trials. I've seen folks go through tragedy, and I've seen them turn away from God. I've seen those circumstances Amen. Instead of bringing a person to God, I've seen them turn it from God. And again, I say we go through the troubles and trials of life, it'll either bring us closer or it'll put us further away. But I'm glad when we focus upon the one. Amen. It's bigger than our circumstance. I focus upon the one that's bigger than my troubles. That's bigger than my trials. Thank God those circumstances, those troubles and trials that I go through don't seem near as bad. Amen. As it is, if I'm not focused upon Him. Can I say this today? Troubles and trials will come our way. Storms will come your way. You will go through the storms. You will go through the trials. Whoa, but the key is, amen. Amen. Focus upon Him. Amen. Through it all. Keep your eyes upon Him through it all. Amen. Keep looking to the Savior through it all. Thank God if we'll do that. Amen. Even in the midst of our circumstance, we can bring honor upon the name of God. In the midst of our circumstance, of God. Amen. Can take our prayer and our praise, our singing. Amen. And shadow. Amen. Those around us by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, their communication, amen, before God, amen, began to change the situation. It seemed bad. Oh, began to shake that place. God said that earthquake. I believe it was because of that communication. It's because of that singing. It's because of that praise. I'm going to tell you something. That's what we need. As children of God. Amen. As church folk. As a congregation. We need to spend more time communicating with God. Crying out. Singing a song. Goes down and worship to God. And allow God to send a great quaking in the house of God.
Amen.
Preacher, it don't work. Can I say it does work?
It does.
I'll never forget as a young pastor. Hey, man, it was had probably, I don't know, maybe the same amount of years that are here in this church, maybe 5 or 6 years. And amen, my daughter being one of them. Amen, she come to me one day, the youth did, and just had probably maybe 20, 30 folks come to church. And that chick come to me, the youth did, and come to me, the daddy. Said, Hope here has got a mother that's lost, and if it's all right, we want to come to the altar every time we have an altar call and pray for her. I said, that's fine. I said, ain't nothing wrong with that. You just go ahead anytime as much as y'all want to. That is fine. Honey, for about 2 months. Every Sunday morning, every Sunday, every time we had altar calls, those youth came to the altar, began to pray for that dear mother who was lost and undone. One Sunday morning, Brother Robert, she walked in the door. One Sunday morning, she was sitting right there about where that young man was sitting right there. The altar call was given. She just wouldn't let go. Honey, I've never seen somebody quake. Never seen somebody tremble. I'm anointing the power of God. That young lady stood there to the point. She was hanging on. Until the veins began to quiver. She began to shake. Why? The convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Because those young folks ain't cared enough about their mama. Amen. To cry out to her. Amen. God. I began to shake her. For the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. She got saved. Folks, that's what we need in the house of God today. Yeah. That communication. Amen. It brings a shaking of me in the life of someone. Amen. Of loved one that's lost and undone. Not only we see that communication, but I want you to know something. Something that if I'm sitting at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and say, praising to God, and the prisoners heard them. Amen. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the foundation of the prison was shaking. Immediately all the doors were open. Everyone's hands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, catch us now, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fleeing. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Not only do we see that communication, hey man, that was shattered, but we see the compassion that was shown. Here that jailer had a responsibility. Brother Wayne is looking after those prisoners. And then that time, if, hey man, a prisoner escaped, hey man, while that jailer was on duty, it meant his life. Amen. It meant they would take his life. The Bible said, fearing for his life. Amen. He took the sword and would have killed himself. Oh, but thank God, this is the same man, Brother Wayne, amen, that had probably talked bad to him, the same one that watched him as he was beaten, the same one that grabbed a hold of him and threw him into jail, the same one, amen, that put the stocks on the hands and their feet, and the same one that brought harm to him, but this is the same one that got, that Paul showed compassion toward, is that do yourself no harm. You see, Paul could have been bitter. Amen. Those that caused him harm. And I say today, if we're not careful, amen, as Christians, we can get bitter on those that come against us. Amen. Many years ago, I worked at a company for 20 years. Never forget this, Brother Wayne. Amen. This man fired me for no reason, just to prove a point. Fired me after 19 years like anybody else living payday to payday, didn't know what to do. Come home just broken. Hey, man, and I don't know what I'm going to do, honey. My wife put her arms around and said, don't worry about it, God take care of it. That was on a Thursday, and I had to preach at a church on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I went there and preached, and boy, God began to deal with my heart. Said, son, you're bitter. And I was. I done got bitter with that rascal. Hey, man, I done got getting bored because he done hurt my home, done hurt my family. Hey, man, I got began to get bitter at him. Hey, man, God spoke to my heart. He said, son, you get to that altar. You pray for that man. I'll never forget that, Brother Wayne. I began to pray that God reach down there and save that man. I could feel that old cloud of bitterness lift off me like a cloud. Oh, I felt that peace. Hey, man, you say, preacher, can I tell you today, I'm glad. Hey, man, we need to look to the Lord instead of being bitter. Allow the situation that God allows us to be in. Hey, man, make us better and do everything we can to bring honor to him and reach out to those, hey, man, that have harmed us.
Amen.
Here, the Bible says that, hey, man, the compassion that he was shown. And I'm glad that Paul understood the importance. Hey, man, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials, it was through those moments that God could use us in such a manner. And can I say today, church, hey, man, as I've already said, we all go through trouble. We all go through trials. And we all go through folks that have harmed us and have sometimes maybe caused us to become bitter. Oh, but can I say today, we need to see those moments of our downtime, those moments of our trials, those moments of our storms. James said this in James chapter 1, verse 2. Hey, man, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Hey, man, knowing this, hey, man, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, can I say, James said, count it oh, joy. Why? Because it's in those moments of weakness. It's in those moments of the storm and the trials when God can come down for us and do those in a mighty way to bring honor upon the name of God.
Amen.
Still being bitter in the storms, allow God to make us better in the storms. Amen. Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. He said this. He said, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, in Paul's compassion, the compassion that was shown, and that Paul, amen, a lot of those moments of weakness, to be strength for the honor and glory of God, that the power of God might work upon him.
Yes, amen. God bless you, brother.
You see, it is on those moments of weakness, Brother Robert, that God's strength, God's power is manifested.
Yeah, right.
It is in those moments when we don't have the ability, hey, man, to pick ourselves up. We don't have the ability to take care of our circumstance. We don't have the ability, hey man, to help us through that storm. You see, we as anybody, just like anybody else, Father, Lord, just like me. I come into trouble or trouble, I try to my best way to try to work it out. Amen. But sometimes it ain't going to work like that. Sometimes no moments of weakness, there's nothing that we can do to help the situation. But it's the strength of God that comes on the scene in our moments of weakness, Father Wayne. Amen. And use it that more. Amen. To bring honor and glory upon His name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Been to the bedside time and time again. I hope Brother Rob and Brother Wayne can testify to what I'm fixing to say. Been by the bedside many times of those saints of God before they made that cross to the promised land. Oh, I've seen smiles come across their face.
Yeah.
Even pain, oh pain, just ravaged their bodies. I've seen a smile, the peace of God, come upon them in such a manner, in such a way.
Yeah.
Why? Because it didn't have moments of weakness. Oh, and the disease. That the power of God come upon them. Hey, man, they weren't worried about what they're going through. They weren't worried about what went on, going on at the church. They weren't worried about how you're doing. They weren't worried about how others. They weren't focused upon their self. They were focused upon giving God the glory. You see that with the compassion that Paul showed here. Oh, he could have said, oh, that guy's got what he's coming. He treated me bad. He said something to me when he threw me in jail I just didn't like. That wasn't Paul. Amen. The Bible said that Paul cried out. Oh, Paul knew that in his moment of weakness, amen, and God was there to use him. I'm glad, thank God, I like what it said too. The Bible said when Paul and Silas prayed to God, the prisoners heard them. That word heard simply means they listened intently. How did they heard? Now I want you to understand this. You'll do some reading that we already read. I mean, the Bible said when the prisoner went down there, the jailer went down there to get Paul, after all this had happened, the Bible said he called for a light. Honey, it was a dark, damp place. They wasn't a light on. But the glory of God was shining bright. Hey, man, there were darkness upon the jail cell. That darkness upon the enemies. In that moment of darkness. Hey, man, I'm glad that shaking happened in the jail. I brought the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ through the sayings and the praise and the prayers of Paul and Silas.
Amen.
You see, sometimes it may be your prayer. It may be your singing. It may be your praise. It may be your worship. Hey, amen. In the moment of somebody's darkness, those prisoners were they were in darkness. Oh, but they heard some folks singing. They heard some folks praying. I'm so glad, thank God. Hey, amen. For those in the midst of darkness, I heard some old saints of God crying out. They're singing and praising God. Hey, amen. You was that light that shined down there in that darkness, the glory of God that got a hold of their heart.
Amen.
Her testimony, a testimony, Brother Wayne, of folks that reached their darkest moment in life. Oh, to maybe hear Grandma, or to go in the door after coming through a drunken stupor, to hear Grandma in the back bedroom praying for them.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe to hear somebody have turned next to you singing. Oh, just something that God put them right in the place where they need to be to hear somebody singing, somebody praising, somebody lifting up God in their darkest moment. God, use somebody, use the compassion of somebody to reach that what was lost and undone. Help us to be that somebody. Help us to be that one that even in the midst of our troubles and trials, we can give God honor, praise, and glory. That somebody might hear that prayer. Somebody might hear that song. Somebody might see the light of Jesus through that. Amen. And give their heart to Jesus.
Amen.
You see, that's exactly what went on. The Bible says the compassion that was shown. Paul said, do yourself no harm. For we all here. And Brother Wayne, I count that interesting. Hey, man, I don't know how many prisoners were there. Hey, it didn't matter how many was there, whether it was just three of them or four of them.
Right.
I just want to think it's probably about 15, 20 of them. Amen. The Bible said the prisoners heard them. Those prisoners that were in the same jail, same predicament, Paul, they heard them. But what's interesting, hey man, when the stocks fell off, what's interesting, when the door shells flung open, thank God they didn't go nowhere. You say, preacher, what happened? I believe they were under, like your brother said, they were under the rest of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God said, you stay right where you're at. You don't go nowhere. You just stay put for a minute. God give me a thought. I ain't got to preach it one day. Maybe I will. God opens up the door and says, stay put. That's one of those situations. Hey, man, God opened up that jail cell door. But he told Paul and Silas and all the jail, you stay put. I've got something I want to do through you.
Yeah,
I'm glad, thank God, there was no jailer there. Thank God that God was fixing to get a hold of it. There was no jailer there. Hey, man, through all that happened, how when the jail cell flung open, when Paul and Silas said, don't yourself no harm, no long, no harm, we're all here. Hey, man, something happened. Hey, man, the Bible said he called for life, went in there. He fell down before them, trembling. Preacher, what happened? I know we see the compassion that was shown by old Paul. Thank God I want you to see something else. Hey, man, the Bible said there, and the keeper of the prison waking out of sleep, seeing the prison door was open. But verse 9, then he called for life, and he sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul. I like that.
Yep.
Hey, man, not only we see that communication that was shared, that compassion was shown, but we see, thank God, that conviction that was sin. The Holy Ghost conviction of God came on the scene. Can I say this? I'm just an old fogey preacher, and I'm just going to try to preach like I've always preached. I ain't going to change nothing, Brother Wayne. But I believe it still takes the Holy Ghost of God, the conviction power of God, to get a hold of a sinner and bring them to a realization of their need of a Savior. Just like that young mama I told you back down Pine Island out of a church, when the conviction power of God gets upon you, I believe it'll begin to quake. It'll begin to move your heart. It'll begin to move your soul. Something will begin to happen. And the Bible said trembling. I believe he was trembling under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
We're living in the world today that all the church, they just come as you are.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Come sign a card. Come get your name. Hey, let's get baptized and everything be all right. Don't work like that, church.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The Bible's telling no man can come to the Father but by the Spirit. Honey, you can't come unless the Spirit of God draws you. You can't come and get saved anytime you want to. Honey, we're living in the world today. Say, well, come get saved. Honey, it don't work like that. You got to get saved with the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. He's drawn you to that altar of repentance. Without that convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God, you cannot be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't hear preaching like that much anymore. Folks, that's what it is. Can I say today, without the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God, you'll never be saved. I'm glad the convicting power of God got a hold of my heart. I'm glad the convicting power of God got a hold of this old jailer's heart. The Bible said he came trembling. Thank God, not only. Hey, man, did he come in trembling on the anointing of convicting power of God, but the Bible said he fell down. And there was simply that man, he submitted himself under Paul's law. I said, listen, I'm in trouble. I need help. I'm glad, thank God, one day the convicting power of God got a hold of my heart. You did not revive. I came trembling and fell down before her. Hey, man, the Holy, the Heavenly Father has said, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Amen.
And I say today, oh, it's that convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God that still has to deal with sinners. That convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God has to still, amen, grab their attention. And I say today, oh, don't spurn that invitation. Oh, don't grieve the Spirit of God. The Bible said my spirit would not always cry with man. I believe, honey, God can, amen, to show your heart, convict you, convict you, convict you, and to the point you say no for the last time, and it'll never come again.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what are you saying? I believe these folks in here right now that said no too long. God never spoke to them. Never spoke to him again. I've heard testimony, Brother Wayne, after testimony. Of individuals that looked at the preacher and said, preacher, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what happened, but you just need to go somewhere else because there's no hope for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and begin to tell accounts of the times that God dealt with their heart. And, hey, man, they said no. Hey, man, and said, preacher, I've never felt it again. I've never felt that conviction again.
Yeah.
I've seen folks come to this pool, and I heard them make the statement, oh, Brother Joe, I believe had I got saved that Easter morning, I never would have got saved.
Amen.
Brother Joe, I believe it when God saved my soul. I believe that was my last opportunity. Can I say, don't you spurn the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Child of God, don't you spurn the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. I believe there's a sin in the dead. The Bible said, I say nothing, you should pray for it.
Yeah.
Preacher, what are you saying? And I believe as a Christian, if you get away from God, God can keep dealing with your heart, you keep saying no. Honey, I believe he'll take you out of this walks of life.
The
Bible said there is that sin in the dead. Now, I say not that you should pray for it. Honey, it's a dangerous thing to follow the hand, hey, man, of a loving God. It's a dangerous thing to follow the hand of one how to deal with your heart to the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Don't spurn that conviction. Child of God, God deal with your heart about something. Don't spurn it. Hey, listen to it. Give heed to it. Come and accept what God wants to do in your life.
Amen.
See that conviction that was sent, that troubled soul that was seeking, he came trembling. Troubled, trembling heart that was submissive, he fell down. He said, Paul, what must I do to be saved? Oh, I'm glad, thank God, that's what it took. Hey, man, the Bible said, and he called for a lie, and he brought them out and said, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that are in the house. And he took them to the same house as that, and washed his stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he brought them into his house, he set me before them, rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. You see, here's a great picture of salvation.
Yeah.
See, it convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. The word that was given through songs and through prayer. Oh, we see the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, man, he arrested his attention, made him realize he was in trouble. Thank God that he cried out for salvation. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
Be here tonight, it works the same way. Oh, Lord, I need to be saved. I'm lost and undone. I need salvation. Oh, can I say today, please, don't find that invitation of God. But we find that the conversion, the Bible said he believed. Something happened when he believed. There's a change took place. The Bible said 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen, this same one. Amen, they probably watched him as they were beating this same one. I had to throw him in the jail. I didn't care how he treated. This thing one that probably talked bad to him. Hey, man, just a few hours before, thank God something happened. Thank God the Bible said he took a mile. He washed him. He said, he had a love that he wasn't there just a few hours before. He had a compassion. Something changed in his life. Can I say today, hey, man, if you ain't a change took place in your life, you ain't saved.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Preacher, that's hard preaching. That's truth.
All right.
That's just truth. Heard an old say, make a statement one time. One of my church members years ago, he said, honey, unless you change your hitching folks, you ain't got it.
That's
just old country term. Honey, unless you change your hitching folks, honey, if you ain't been saved by the grace of God, amen, if you maybe walk down and made a profession, hey, go back out there and doing the same thing, walking the same walk, talking the same talk, doing the same thing, honey, you didn't get saved.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm one that believes in eternal security. Let me say this. A lot of folks say they saved, ain't been saved.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of folks say they backslid, ain't backslid, they lost.
Right.
Can I tell you today, hey, man, if you can get out there in the world, live like the world, talk like the world, and convict and power the Holy Ghost of God, not get a hold of your heart, you're lost.
Amen.
You're lost without God and need salvation.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Preacher, Preacher Stern, can I say that's the truth? That's the truth. Honey, the enemy loves, he chastens. He received not the chastening hand of God, or what of God said, then you're not of his. You're bastards and not sons, what the word of God said. Honey, I believe in eternal security, but I believe you better know that you know that you know that you've been born again by the grace of God. You see, amen, a salvation or a conversion, that we're sure. There was no doubt about it. Brother Wayne, many of these other preachers in this room, I know I've heard say this a lot. Boy, I've seen folks come to the altar, and I've seen them get up, seen them come to church for a while. Hey, man, I've wondered when they come whether or not they got saved. I watched them, and maybe they'll be there for a little while, then they're gone, you don't see them. Oh, but then, Brother Wayne, I've seen those. They come, they get saved. You start watching them. Honey, they're faithful to the house of God. They're faithful, amen, every time that door's open. Honey, you know, you ain't a doubt in your mind. Hey, man, you can tell by their lives, you can tell by their fruit, you can tell by their faithfulness. Hey, man, that their salvation was sure.
Amen.
I like to see those.
Yeah.
And I like to see those that you know got saved. You know got it.